The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and illness. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them because they were troubled and abandoned like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers to his harvest." Then he summoned his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to drive them out and to cure every disease and every illness. Jesus sent out these 12 after instructing them thus, "Go to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and as you go, make this proclamation: the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Cure the sick, raise the dead, cleanse lepers, drive out demons. Without cost you have received, without cost you are to give." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
There's a very nice phrase in the Gospel this morning. At the sight of the crowds, his heart was moved with pity for them. We often say that, don't we? We see how many people in the world are suffering, and we see the inequality in the world and how some people are kept down. We see all the racist attacks and we say, we feel bad about it, and we say, somebody should do something about that. And then we feel, we sit back and we forget about it. And of course, if you ask yourself the question, who is the somebody? Well, the somebody is me. It has to begin somewhere. So we need to look this morning at our own attitudes. When we see various evils and people being treated unfairly and so on, do we ever step in and do anything about it? Or do we adopt the attitude that most times we adopt, well, it's none of my business, or a pet phrase we use is, I don't want to get involved. Well, according to the Gospel this morning, if we're going to follow the words of Jesus, we need to get involved a little bit more. Doesn't mean to say we got to go and attack somebody, but when we see somebody in need, or we see somebody being unfairly treated, we need to stand up and have the courage to say something about it, and at least to say, this is not wrong, this is wrong, to whoever is, whoever is acting in that way. We need to say, this is not right. This is no way to treat people, and be sensitive to that. We're not talking about losing your temper or getting necessarily angry, but just doing it in a quiet way. That's the way we achieve most, not by shouting or violence or losing our tempers necessarily.